a steady flow of people moved through the lobby of the Wharton Center Thursday to hear Tarana Burke's message about the origins of the Me Too movement and the pervasiveness of sexual violence in American culture.
It's a really important time that she's here at MSU, and maybe I'll learn ways in which I can become a better activist in my community.
This has changed a lot in terms of how I think and how I'm talking to my boys and talking to my daughter and thinking about things. So this is a great moment.
It's very important to keep this movement going, and especially after the events that followed here at MSU.
That was Liz Selby, Jeff Ray, and Natalie Elliott. Tarana Burke's invitation to MSU came before the Larry Nassar case was a national story. But with the school still dealing with the fallout of such a scandal, she received several questions in a press conference ahead of her talk about how MSU can move forward.
The school would have to start by listening to what people are saying, really listening, right? Not paying lip service to it, not just having like a town hall meeting and letting people get up and rant and rave or whatever, but like take some real measures of accountability. What does it look like when you allow students to come into the process?
Burke also said she wants to leave people with an understanding that the movement is not about targeting anyone in a so-called witch hunt, but is about the survivors who collectively spoke out and need healing. For WKAR News, I'm Katie Cook.